Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're here to have some fun. We're going to get into some good stuff today. We got, of course, the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club around the corner we'll be diving into. Also, I got a fun one about three ways to prevent freezer burn ice cream.
Oh, that's important.
I don't know if I've really dealt with that a lot, so we'll get into that.
You just eat it too fast, James.
That's absolutely it, yes. we are, of course, in the middle of summer and getting close to wrapping it up. We got campfires going on. We got the fall season coming up, more campfires. How do you get rid of that campfire smell out of your clothes?
The eternal struggle for campers.
That's coming up for us. At the top of the 10 o'clock hour, we got Craig and Rich from St. Philip's Church over in Rudolph joining us to talk about their 104th picnic.
Nice. That's incredible.
Looking forward to that. We got a little bit of entertainment news for you. We're going to talk about some local entertainment, our newsletter, and plenty more where that came from. And the country with the most overrated food culture. We're going to talk about that. Spoiler alert, it's not us. It's not us.
We're not overrated.
Nope. Not on that. Not on that at all. But did want to get into things. And for anybody who has been, of course, a longtime listener or just been recently listening, it's been a couple of shows since we've gotten to hang out, Melissa. Wanted to catch up with you a little bit. And by that, I mean I really wanted to catch up with your new friends. I'm a little jealous. I'm going to be honest with you and the audience. I don't experience jealousy very often, Melissa.
Okay.
I don't know really.
Is this a new step in our relationship, James?
Sort of. You have this segment with Pat, and a shout out to him and his show that starts before ours and everything. the Pigeon Quest that is really exciting, and I know that I have had a listener or two ask me about it. So not at all trying to, borrow or, take
hone
ideas.
Hone in on pigeon questing?
No, not at all. I came up with a completely new segment that is completely different from that called Pigeon Press.
And Pigeon Press? Ooh.
I have theme music that I want to play right now, Melissa. So I'm just going to play a little of this for you right now in the audience.
Live from the Pigeon Convention in Peoria. From Sesame Street.
I love pigeons, and I love how they walk. And I've created a really cool dance called Doing the Pigeon.
It's time for Pigeon Press, everybody. This is where we're gonna go ahead and ask Melissa. I actually just wanted to go over some random stuff about pigeons with you, Melissa. And just talk about that, basically. That's essentially what I wanted to do.
Oh, that's so great. I'm sorry. I had muted my microphone.
Yeah, no.
I was trying to listen on the app so I could hear the song. It's so great, James.
I threw a curve at you. I'm sorry for that, but I had
to. It's okay. No, it's great.
Shout out to Sesame Street. Where would we be without Sesame Street? We wouldn't have great songs like that. We need to keep Sesame Street in funded. That is the famous Sesame Street, Bert doing the pigeon.
Well, I've been working on my pigeon calls because I'm trying to learn Lilu's language. So do you want to hear?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. So this is just my mouth because I haven't quite gotten the hand, heart, I don't even know what you call it, hand whistle down. But okay, yeah. So here we go. Give me a minute.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm working
on
right now.
Great. Well done. Well done. That is impressive.
I'm trying to, as I come up to their cage, be as non-invasive as possible and get them just used to me. I'm trying to build that bond.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a journey.
Right on. Well, it'll help to get to know each other a little bit more. I have some random facts about pigeons that I thought were kind of cool and I just wanted to touch on.
Awesome.
They are not a bird that I think in rural areas or, even in you know, states that they're not as prominent, you may not know as much about them. I, growing up, heard a lot about pigeons. And even I was blown away by some of these things. Pigeons, pigeons can recognize all 26 letters of the English alphabet.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Oh, that's fabulous.
It's incredible. It also,
I know they could recognize faces, but I didn't know they could recognize all the letters. That's so cool.
And I think more famously known than that is pigeons were vital in developing the modern postal system. And, of course, there's carrier pigeons and stuff like that.
And homing pigeons. Yep.
Now, hold up. Did pigeons, now they can recognize all 26 letters of the English alphabet. So have they been reading all of those letters all these years? Like pigeons are, is that how they learned?
Totally literate.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. They've been eavesdropping on us this whole time, but we didn't even know. But that is a good way to learn to read, I suppose. Pigeons can fly up to 700 miles in a single day.
Wow, that's crazy.
They have exceptional visual memory, outperforming humans in certain tasks even.
Yeah.
They can even detect earthquakes and volcanic eruptions before humans. Back in the day, they were actually used for this.
Wow. That's cool.
They were considered a, and still to this day in Egypt, considered a very sacred bird, a sacred animal. One of the many. And pigeons are found all over the world. They're one of the few birds that they're able to handle all climates. Also, should mention, I don't know if they told you this, they have a very, they have a long lifespan. I don't know if they told you that before, time or not.
No, I did my research pretty thoroughly.
I figured. And they are one of the oldest domesticated bird species, dating back millennia.
Yes, that is one of the reasons why I decided to adopt a pigeon when I was looking at bird species, like. Everything I was reading, it just like, this is the right choice. For those that didn't know, I was away this weekend for my family campout reunion, and my entire family is just like so intrigued by the fact that I have a pigeon.
That's great.
My cousin Jake was like, okay, but you have to document this. I'm looking forward to the YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's all. Yes, absolutely. We all are. Yeah. You may have read this one. I think you might have even touched on it, but pigeons can recognize human faces. They've shown an ability to demonstrate their high level of intelligence and memory through this, which is really cool. They are way ahead on the bird brains spectrum. They're way up there on as far as intelligence goes. And they've been domesticated for over 5,000 years.
That is just awesome. I mean, they had to have been like the first telephones.
Absolutely.
I mean, mail carriers is probably the better way to think of it than a telephone. But the fact that you could send a message miles and 700 miles to somewhere else using a bird is just so, it blows my mind.
We've been, even in older people out there, mail, you know, delivering information has been really, it's been so normalized in many ways, and good for good, of course. I don't think any of us can really comprehend what it's like. I've got to get this letter across the ocean. How do I do that?
Yeah.
I
don't have a boat. Dang it.
Well, and who thought of it? Who thought of using pigeons? Who? How did you even train them? Like, who was the first trainer of this to do that? Like, there's many follow-up questions.
My guess would be that the pigeons helped the humans understand that, hey, you know what? Yeah, I can take this for you. It's fine. I got this.
Pigeons are contribute to the ecosystem by dispersing seeds and serving as prey for other wildlife. They play a very, very crucial part in maintaining ecological balance in their habitats, which is very vital considering they are so adaptable and they are found throughout the world. It's another one. They are a very important bird when it comes to that. And one last thing I really wanted to mention, just in case it hasn't been known, that they played a crucial role in wartime communication.
Yes.
Which might go without saying, considering some of the other stuff we said, but I did think it was worth noting.
I think I have to look back at the stat exactly, but it was more than, I'm pretty sure, between 20 and 30, or maybe even a couple more than 30 medals that pigeons were awarded.
That's really
during
amazing.
World War II. It's just for the work that they did to save, you know, to rescue our, not well, but to protect our troops. It's really what those messages did.
Yeah.
And they even carried cameras, James. These birds flew over enemy territories and took pictures with a camera. They were like the first drones.
Yes, yes. That's exactly where my mind was going with it. Yeah. They're incredible animals. They really are.
They are. And Lilu and I are just, we're working on building our bond. You know, we got a long life together here now, so we're going to take it slow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's no doubt that Lilu will recognize you and, you know, possibly go through your mail. Possibly go through your mail.
You know, if I could train Lilu to do that, I'd be thrilled. I would be absolutely thrilled. I hate going through my mail.
Do not be surprised you come home and Lilu's looking through your journal. We know they can read now. We know it. We know what they've been doing.
I'm going to lock them up, but I'll leave all the mail out for you, Lilu.
Very cool birds, but don't think we see it. We see you. We see you. Be on the lookout. We will bring this segment back from time to time and everything. Pigeon Press.
Good.
And awesome. Thank you for playing along, Melissa. You are the best teammate ever. We'll take a quick
time. Thanks, James.
We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and do some celebrating with our friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James on the Morning Show on WFHR.
Smidgen of the kind of ballet sweeps me away, doing the pigeon, doing the pigeon.
You heard Pitbull. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning from us.
WFHR.
Yeah, they got some great specials this week, Melissa. This fresh blueberry pancakes. Ooh, I love pancakes.
Oh, I didn't see that yet.
Mm-hmm. They got a Meat Lover's Benedict, a Monte Cristo, an El Cafe Berea fries?
Berea fries.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I want to try all of it.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I'm pretty sure you're right about that.
Oh, crisp French fries in their fries are really good, loaded with homemade birria, ranchero, and pico de gallo.
It all sounds so good. Get on over there and try it today. And encourage you to follow them on Facebook as well, everybody. It's a great way to not only keep up to date and everything they're doing over there, but go ahead and leave a nice review. It always goes a long way for people, and for our buying local, supporting local goes a little farther. And we appreciate
you. And, you know, as far as, like, the social media game goes, Fidel's got it down. Like, if it's not him, whoever is doing it at El Cafe is doing a fantastic job.
Honestly, if we didn't have the people we already do have in that stuff, I would reach out to him for advice and things. Like, I love what they do over there. They really do a good job.
Yeah. The only thing better than a fantastic meal at El Cafe is the cool waitresses that serve it. Get it?
Yeah,
cool?
Because
it's hot outside.
It's great. Nicely done. Head on over there today, everybody. Enjoy that great atmosphere and say hi to the gang for us. And get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We like celebrating with you. You can email us info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages, of course. And you can call on up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. You can wish your happy birthday or anniversary live on air. If it's your own, please call in. We want to hear from you.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. We encourage you to do so, and it gives you a chance to make all the loved ones in your life feel guilty for them not getting it in. No, I'm kidding. But enjoy and get us your birthdays and anniversaries.
Speaking of which, it is my sibling's birthday today, my youngest one.
Oh.
And I honestly, I'd have to do the math quick to know how old they are. No, I'm terrible. That's how bad it is. You know, when you get to this age, people.
Yep.
It's Mitch's birthday today, and I want to wish a happy, happy birthday to Mitch.
A very happy birthday to Mitch. Enjoy your day, man. Hope it's a good one for you.
He's 20-something.
Yeah, he is. Yes. Yeah. I was going to say he's got to be early 20s. Great everything I've heard about him. Wishing you a good
27.
One,
27.
27, all right.
Right there. I don't mental math. I had to actually calculate it.
Happy 27th to you, Mitch. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I remember my brother and sister were 5 years apart each, so that's how I remember theirs.
That helps.
And all of my kids were born in specific years, like the year I graduated high school, or the years that, like in the year 99 or the year 2000. So every one of them, even I can do the math in my head of figuring it out. That's the only reason. Don't ask me, like, what my, I just, like, if my dad didn't turn a solid number, I don't know if I'd remember what his exact age. I'm terrible with numbers.
And you know, I shouldn't have to look up the birth year, because I know that Mitch is 16 years younger than me, because I was 16 when they were born. So, you know, why can't I just do that math.
It's a little funky, math.
But then
though,
I also have to remember my own age,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. That's the tricky part. Yeah.
Sometimes.
We get us those birthdays and anniversaries. And a very happy birthday to Mitch out there. Enjoy your day, mm-hmm. man. Melissa, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right, gives us that one. And our first qualifier, Heather Stahl. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Heather. We like that name.
Mm-hmm. Heather's a great one, a great name, mm-hmm. and we wish you a great birthday, Heather.
Hope Enjoy. You have a happy, happy birthday.
Enjoy the day. Mm-hmm. We want to wish a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers celebrating their 53rd, Ron and Sandy Het.
Ron and Sandy, happy 53rd, you two.
Wow, 53. That is impressive. That mm-hmm. is impressive. That, very cool. It hits my romantic heart. I wish you guys a great 53rd. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you sharing your birthdays and anniversaries with? Well, a couple of names that if you listen to the Sunrise Show, you already heard us celebrate. And Seth and I got to celebrate a couple of great voices in country music. One of them, Ashlyn McBride, is 42 today.
Ooh, yeah.
Great country music singer, songwriter, and one of the better interviews you will see in country music. You talk about not putting on airs and just being herself. I would love to see Ashlyn McBride in like everyday situations and how she would handle them, because she's just even before I was doing the Sunrise Show, I knew who she was and really enjoy her as a person. I've enjoyed her as a musician, certainly, but the person she is, I really like. Cool. Another musician, Danger Mouse, is 48. Wonderful producer. Gnarls Barkley, his creation, really. And has done a couple of other like side albums and stuff. Really good producer. Crazy was probably the big song off of the Gnarls Barkley hit list.
Real name, Brian Joseph Burton.
Doesn't hit the same as Danger Mouse. Doesn't hit the same.
Danger? I thought it was a cartoon when you said it. I'm like, what? Are we celebrating cartoons now?
It was a great cartoon back in the day. I remember Danger Mouse, yeah.
Okay, all right. So I'm not...
No, you're right. Yes, I'm sorry. Okay. You're right. It was a cartoon back in the day. We're celebrating the artist, but yeah.
Got it. Okay. I was very confused.
Wayne Morris from Boys to Men is 52. Motown Philly and End of the Road and On Bended Knee. So many hits. I forgot about On Bended Knee
is a really good...
I forgot about that song. James Otto is 52, country singer, just got started loving you. Will Wheaton is 53. Wesley Crusher on Star Trek The Next Generation, played a version of himself on The Big Bang Theory, and was Gordy, of course, in Stand By Me. That's what I remember him from. I didn't see him on Star Trek really that much, but
he was
Gordy.
The cute young kid.
He was perfect. He did a perfect job. All four of those kids did a great job. They were all four perfect performances in that movie. Every one of them were great. And nothing against anything that they have done in their careers, but for each one of them, really, maybe their best work. It's really great work, that movie. Because most of us saw it when we were young, I don't know if we either romanticize it or we just kind of brush it off. Really good movie, though. Very, very well done movie.
And great performances. Great book, of course.
Yeah, yeah, my mom loves that one. Let's see here. And then Martina McBride was the other birthday we celebrated. She is 59. Heard her called the Celine Dion of country music. There's a little bit of a comparison, I would say, just because of how powerful her voice is. But I don't know that you really... There's any comparison for either one of those artists.
I don't know. She does definitely... She can belt. She definitely can belt.
Yeah. Concrete Angel, Reckless, For These Times, so many hits by Miss McBride.
Independence Day and A Broken Wing, those are belters.
Yeah, I played...
If you take those on in karaoke, either prepared to be wowed or the other.
Yeah, yeah. We played Independence Day for her today. I really like that one.
Oh, good, yeah.
Maybe some people will tell you, and I love music. I listen to a lot of music. I'm not one of these people that's going to... I don't like being a music snob. I'm not going to pretend I know music. But I do know that a lot of people that I have been around a lot in my life that have studied music, know it a lot better than I do, will tell you that the greatest bass player they've ever heard is Geddy Lee, who is 72 today. Rush legend, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Spirit of Radio, Fly By Night, Closer to the Heart, Free Will, Limelight. Could keep going. Tom Sawyer, Red Barchetta. Every song that I played in my classic rock days for sure. But you listen to Tom Sawyer, and I think that alone will tell you, this guy's different. Not to mention singer, songwriter, incredible artist. And happy 72nd to Geddy Lee.
Wow.
The great Tim Gunn is also 72. Project Runway fashion consultant, and has done a lot of, I think he's done a lot of hosting gigs on other shows, I think, as well.
I recognize him.
I don't know much about him or his career or anything like that, but somebody I was seeing at the time was into that Project Runway show, the first season that came out, and I saw him, and I really like his attitude. I like the way he handles things.
That show actually is decent.
At least
in the beginning. I enjoyed it.
I'll say that I, as somebody who doesn't know anything about any of that stuff, I thought it was cool that they had to make the dresses and all that stuff, and then seeing them doing that. That was really kind of cool to me, I thought.
Yeah.
The creative process of that, I thought that was pretty interesting. Let's see here. And some people no longer with us, like great character actor, Tony Sirico. Born in 1942. I think about a lot of people know him from some from certain projects, a lot of mafia movies, but he is Paulie Walnuts on The Sopranos, one of the more iconic characters on that show. And one of the weirdest characters on that show, too, easily. Tony, great actor, great actor. And one of the three great journalists that we got to grow up with, many of us, Peter Jennings, born in this day in 1938, passed away in 2005. One of the go-to reliable reassurances of news. You know, everybody had every family had their channel that they watched of the three major networks, and that one you tended to stay with for the news. My mom liked to shift and liked to go around and listen to each one of these guys. And Peter Jennings was one of those ones that she usually liked him, his broadcast in the middle of the week.
Yeah. What his full name? Do you know it?
No.
Peter Charles Archibald Ewart Jennings.
Wow. Wow, is that a name? Dang.
Yeah, right?
He is also, and they bring this up every year on his birthday, and I don't know how I feel about it, but he is also an uncounted casualty of 9/11. Peter had gone 20 years without a cigarette until the attacks of September 11th in 2001, causing him to start up lighting up again. Less than 4 years later, he died of lung cancer. I bring it up mainly to hopefully encourage people to stay away from, you know, cancer-related items. I don't know how else to put that.
That's probably the best way to put it, although, I mean, it's a pretty broad spectrum of things to stay away from, but yeah.
Right. And I don't ever want to
see him in moderation.
Yeah. Great journalist.
Yes, absolutely.
And again, a happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there. We're wishing you great ones. Happy birthday, Heather, and happy 53rd birthday to our qualifiers, Ron and Sandy.
Yes, and a happy birthday, Mitch.
Yes, and happy birthday, Mitch. Enjoy your day, man. I hope it's a good one for you. Get us more birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Keep getting them to us. We can keep celebrating with you. And our good friends over at El Cafe, visit them today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
Some pie. It's so good.
Oh, yes, the pie. Get some pie. And bring me a slice. We'll be back after our news, sports, and entertainment and partner break. We're coming up with more stuff on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate the company. Good things coming up. Before we wrap up the hour, I want to get into a good one with you, Melissa. How to get the campfire smell out of your clothes.
Yeah, I have a pile over there. I need your help with that.
Mm-hmm. We will get to that. We will do some laundry in a little bit. I'm used to doing it at night, but we'll do it in the morning. That's fine. That's fine. We can change it up.
We at least talk about it.
We're helping people this morning, Melissa. Not only are we going to do that, but we're going to get... we got three ways to prevent freezer-burnt ice cream.
Ooh.
It happens when you thaw and refreeze something too many times. That part melts, turns into ice crystals, and it's no good, and really doesn't go well on a cone.
Absolutely not.
It was a funny line what you said earlier, but I hadn't thought about it before, and I actually think the reason you're 100% right. I really do eat it too fast. That's why I saw this article, and I didn't think too much of it, and then I saw, Reader's Digest did it.
Oh, so there was some good research probably that really went into this.
Yeah, I will say the first thing, second thing I ever had published was through Reader's Digest, and I'm a big fan of their work. My grandfather really liked their work and used to carry around a Reader's Digest with him everywhere he went.
You know, I wouldn't mind getting my hands on some old copies of that.
I hear you.
The old, the thick ones, you know, that used to actually be a substantial magazine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were really cool back in the day. Yeah. They had about a billion articles in them. It's a
well, and the jokes. There were at least like what, four different joke pages, and they all had different themes. And I never got like the military ones, but I still read them.
Yeah, my grandfather would explain it to me. I'll tell you. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. They do, and it, so just as a reminder, and it's another, you know, kind of a sub part of this story. There, Reader's Digest has a wonderful website. You can go to rd.com if you'd like to take a look at one of the your trusted friend in a complicated world. That's a great tagline. That's a good one. And it's still some great reporting being done over there by them.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
Now, the best way to avoid it, according to them, is to eat your ice cream. Just eat it. Don't even give it a chance. Don't even know.
If you melt it, eat it.
But here are some things to help prevent freezer-burnt ice cream. Store it in the coldest part of the freezer. Keep it in the back, never on the door. It doubles as a good hiding spot as well if you put it in back. I know that from my father. I know that from him.
Yes. Put it behind other stuff.
That guy would give not just give you the shirt off your back, but he'd do it and then ask if you need anything else. But man, ice cream.
Don't eat his ice cream.
No, ice cream, candy. Like, no. Those are just two things he's horrible about sharing.
That's okay. You know, we all got to have our things.
I think most kids, Halloween, you're used to your parents coming over, checking out the candy, of course, making sure it's safe. And maybe they steal a piece or two or something like that. We hid from my dad. We hid from him.
Because quality control was coming in and you weren't going to have a whole lot left when he was done.
Oh, no, you can't trust this. You can't. It's a Snicker bar. Snicker bar.
These squishy ones, you never know.
It's just so bad. Number two, serve it quickly. Don't leave it out on the counter to soften up. Run the spoon under hot water instead. Oh, this is game-changing for me. Oh, what? How has nobody told me this? In general, you want to get the pint back in the freezer as fast as possible, but I'm used to the ice cream being too hard or ice.
Does it really say pint?
Let me see here. It does say, yeah, it does. It says, in general, you want to get the pint back in the freezer.
Because we all buy ice cream by the pint.
I didn't even catch that.
Okay. So if it's like those cardboard containers, I think it's like a quart.
Yeah.
But then you get up to the half gallons. And then the gallon-sized ice cream. So my grandma always bought gallon-sized ice cream in buckets, but she did this. She'd warm up her ice cream scoop, put it in warm water.
I love that.
And then scoop out what she wanted to make the milkshakes, and then, she'd get it back in the freezer right away. And her ice cream, at a full gallon, you know, they'd get through it, and it really didn't get freezer burnt.
I've been such a fool. I'm so glad to share this with everybody.
You were today years old when you learned.
Yes. Oh my gosh. By the way, now our grandparents were mainly the ones that bought that style of ice cream. I think.
Yeah.
Some of our parents.
Gallon size buckets.
There was now they definitely wanted the ice cream, but it was about the buckets too. It wasn't just about the ice cream.
Right. Multi-purpose, but also, you know, cheaper to buy in bulk.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you buy a gallon of chocolate ice cream, you can't get that in pint sizes for the same price.
You know, when we talk about things that have changed for the better or worse or whatever, we all do this with items all the time. Almost every day we do this. I don't know how much I've thought about how whether it's coffee cans or it's those buckets from ice cream, the repurposing of things and how much we used to do that and how much I miss that we do. I can't think of one product that I buy right now. Shoe boxes. I probably keep shoe boxes every once in a while, but even those I don't really keep that well.
No, because once you have several sitting there, you really don't need more. Yeah. But the buckets, and you're right, I went to an estate sale and I bought coffee cans specifically. I mean, there was actually stuff in the coffee cans too, but I bought it because it was in a coffee can.
Yeah.
Because they're just useful.
They are, and they hold up. I've seen some really beat up old coffee cans that were buried for like 40 years, and everything in them are still fine. It's crazy.
Still fine. They were great for storing things in your garage. But you can never have too many 1 gallon ice cream pails in your house. You just can't.
True. And finally,
I mean, there's probably a limit.
Probably is a limit. Yeah. At number three, store the carton upside down. Freezer burn is more likely when air gets in. Flipping the carton upside down can help prevent it.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, maybe when it's full.
Yeah. Otherwise,
you're not going to put it in there upside down if it's even a little bit melted, because that's going to make a mess.
I feel like eventually. That one. I feel like they kind of lost me on that one. I don't know about that. I feel like because I'm thinking of toppings and whatever you got on top. But maybe it doesn't matter. You know, maybe you can.
Well, I mean, you don't really put ice cream back in the freezer once you put toppings out.
No,
though, right?
You eat that part?
I mean, do you put toppings right in your pint?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. No, it's So I guess
if you're buying
it would
a
work.
Pint, usually it has toppings in it, like a Ben and Jerry's or something.
Yeah. I don't know, but I would definitely I will say I am so I did not pre-read this or anything, but I did see that it was a Reader Digest article, and I like to be able to reference that. I'd not thought of the whole putting the spoon under the warming it up. I'm so glad we did this.
This is revolutionary for you, James.
Yes. I want to go eat a bunch of ice cream right now. I want to test this
with
out.
A warm spoon to serve it.
There's not a better time than this time of year, so go ahead and enjoy some ice cream, everybody.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And while you're at it, look for that red label. Make sure it's a Wisconsin product, Wisconsin-made product. We make the best ice cream here in this state.
We do, because we have the best cows.
Buy local, support local, everybody. Melissa and I will be back after another timeout. We'll come and wrap up the hour on the morning show on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a great Tuesday morning out there. Mm-hmm. Got some fun stuff to take us to the top of the hour. We're going to kick off the 10 o'clock hour, having Craig and Rich join us from St. Philip's Church over in Rudolph. Talk about their 104th picnic.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
It's really wild. I can never get enough. I don't care what the event is, of these big events and the long times that they've been doing them. It's always great. Mm-hmm. We'll get into all that in a little bit. We'll have some entertainment news for you in the 10 o'clock. Also get into, of course, our schedule and plenty more for you. Mm-hmm. Right now, that campfire smell. I love it. I like it. It also will not go away.
Right.
It stays.
That's the problem.
Yeah. It stays with you, and it's one of the more consistent things too. Like I can think of plenty of times where I can get really stuffed up being around a campfire, and I can still smell it and feel it and all that. Camping is one of the most fun things you can do with your friends, family. As far as that's just me, Ron Burgundy. I'm just reading an article because I've never been camping, so I refuse to lie to this audience even in any way. I'm not gonna. I just read the line in front of me. I'll be honest with everybody. But everything I've ever heard about camping sounds awesome, and I want to do it. I really, really do. But one of the drawbacks is that campfire smell that stays on your clothes for weeks to come. Yes. We got 5 tips you should try to get rid of that strong smell. Air out your clothes. Hanging clothes out to dry in a breezy place for a few hours can help a lot. Fresh air and sunshine help break down old odor molecules.
Yeah, sunshine is an amazing thing for something like that.
Molecules. That's a word. I feel like I struggled with that for a second there.
You know what? It's before 10 o'clock. Give yourself a pass.
Thank you. And I did also want to mention, too, that as great as this list probably is and everything, we always want to hear from the audience out there. If you guys got things that you've done over the years or tips or anything like that, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. 715-424-2600 or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. Number 2, wash in warm water. The heat helps open up the fabric fibers, which release that campfire smell.
Ooh, there you go.
All right. I don't do a lot of washing.
I just lost all of mine in cold.
Yeah, I don't tend to usually wash stuff in clothes in warm water. I don't know. I am used to, I could have 1,000 shirts, and I still would be worried about losing, not having enough clothes or something. I just growing up, I didn't have a lot of stuff, and I don't know if that's ever going to change in me. I keep trying to, but you got to take care of your clothes, and usually washing it in cold just kept them from shrinking or decals from falling off or anything like that. Number 3, use baking soda. Just add it into your washing machine. Baking soda is one of the best odor neutralizers out there. Okay.
Yeah, baking soda is an amazing cleaner. There's so many different things you can use it for, along with obviously baking.
It is a go-to. It is a great one. Yeah. And here, all I thought it was good for was putting in your refrigerator. I thought you just set it in your refrigerator. I thought that's what you did with it.
The smells. That's what it's in there for. So the fact that it helps get the smells out of your clothes makes perfect sense.
My first apartment, I get there, and I'm like, oh, cool. There's already one of those little Arm & Hammer guys in there. That's great and everything.
And then you learned you should replace it.
Yeah. Found that out the hard way. Yeah. At number four, try activating charcoal. Seal your stinky clothes into a bag with some charcoal overnight and let it work its magic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I kind of, like, these other processes seem a little faster, but I kind of would like to do that just to see how that works. I love that we have kind of, charcoal's been around almost long as us, mm-hmm. you know, and everything, but in 15, 20 years, we've been finding more and more purposes for it, and I like that.
And activated charcoal has been a part of, like, my medicine cabinet since I was a kid, because that was something that my mom used to give us in a, she'd make little capsules of it, and if we were sick, like sick to our stomach, kind of like throw up, pukey sick,
mm-hmm.
she would give us a couple capsules of that, make us drink a bunch of water, and it just would help absorb all of those toxins or whatever grossness in your stomach and get it out.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, yeah. But activated charcoal definitely helps with the absorption of icky stuff.
Yeah, very interesting. That's cool. Have you tried any, there's a charcoal face stuff, there's a toothpaste, all that. Have you tried it?
I have tried the toothpaste once when I was at Laura's house. She had a tube of it. It was weird that my teeth were black.
Okay, it's exactly where I wanted to go.
But I don't know. I mean, sure, if it works, great. Mm. If you want to use it, more power to you. I have just so many, like, in some of it, because it was kind of a thing in the church that I was raised in. Activated charcoal was like this, I don't want to say miracle medicine, but it was definitely had its uses as a natural medicine. It does have its place. But I also had, there were people that would, instead of putting it in a little, you know, fillable capsule, and swallowing it, they would mix it in water and drink it.
Whoa.
And it was so disgusting.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah.
Because it would, I mean, your mouth would turn black, your cup was coated, because it's charcoal, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And all of this being said, the activated charcoal is a very important part. This needs to be medicine grade, like, body soluble charcoal for you to be ingesting it. So, I'm not giving any medical advice to anybody. I'm just telling you what happened to me as a child.
Right, right.
And I didn't die. I'm still here, so.
Yeah, you're all right. You're all right. I don't have a lot of things that bring out the kid in me. Even when I was a kid, I wasn't much of a kid. I was way too serious and didn't enjoy it. The first time I was using that charcoal toothpaste, and I didn't realize, nobody told me that I should have realized, but I didn't think about it. And my mouth went black and all that. And I have to admit, there was a part of me that, like, looked at it and played with it for a little bit.
Fun. Because, of course, yeah, once you're finished brushing your teeth and you rinse your mouth out, nothing's still black.
It's weird for me to say it brought out the kid in me when there was never a kid in me, really. There was never.
Oh, come on. You were a small human once upon a time.
Yeah. And finally, try lemon juice. Combine lemon juice and water in a spray bottle with ratio 1.6, and now spritz your clothes inside and out.
Mm-hmm. Just then don't put it out in the sunshine, because the sun will lighten it more so than it would normally without the lemon juice. Wash it first.
Yeah. You can go to mentalfloss.com if you want to check out the complete article. Everybody, encourage you to go on over there. Mental Floss does some really good stuff. Check that out.
Well, and you know, James, the funny thing is that all of those things that you mentioned, the baking soda, the lemon juice, those are all really good natural cleaners. So why wouldn't they work on campfire smoke? They also work on, you know, all the other smells in your house.
Yeah. I don't know how much this has happened to you, Melissa, but I did think that it was an interesting topic, considering your background. For those that don't know, Melissa worked in the education system for a bit and everything. So I have an article here about teachers and students sharing their most horrific places they bumped into each other. And I think that you can also, if it hasn't happened to you with a teacher, that it, you can certainly insert other things with this. I know that my a good friend of mine ran into his doctor once at like a, I think it was a baseball or football game or something like that, and both of them were intoxicated, and both of them were judging each other, and like secretly and all that. Like there's, run into your dentist.
Places you don't expect to see people you have respect for.
Yeah, you're at the county fair eating, you know, elephant ears, and you run into your, you know, dentist or something like that. There's different situations in life this happens. I think another good example, it's not the same thing, but the you have coffee with a friend or a first date or something like that. You say goodbye, and then it turns out you're both still walking. You're both still going the same direction after your goodbye. So it's that awkward kind of thing.
Now everything's awkward.
Yeah. Hey. So there's a couple of these, but this is making the rounds on TikTok. I thought a couple of them were kind of funny. There was one where the therapy. He was on his way out. I was on my way in. It's an interesting one to run. Definitely. There was one where a student said that my professor canceled class one day because of a family emergency, so I decided to go to a mall that was an hour away from campus and ran into her at Nordstrom's. That's funny. A student said they locked eyes with a high school teacher while at a stoplight, and they were skipping class, and apparently the teacher was too. That's weird. I'd like to know more about that.
Well, it could have been a planned day off for the teacher. Yeah. But yeah, the kid was definitely skipping.
But I don't know. I think that these are the kind of things that we, I think we, if you think about it, I think we kind of actually embrace this stuff pretty good. Awkward, but there is no playbook for awkwardness. Being awkward for dummies out there? I don't know that there's any self-help books on being awkward or dealing with awkward situations necessarily. I'm sure there are, but you know what I mean. It's not something that's handed down to us like tying our shoes.
Usually you just talk to the people you respect.
Yeah, yeah.
But those are the ones that sometimes you run into and have an awkward situation.
So I think that when it, I love pointing out things that bring us closer together, hopefully, and show that we are more connected than not, and we have more in common than not. And boy, is this one of the big ones we have in common. I guarantee, I will bet anything anybody wants, everybody out there listening has a situation, what I've been describing, that you've run into somebody that it was an awkward situation. It was one of these kind of scenarios that we've mentioned. Everybody's had that happen.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when it comes to running into somebody at an awkward place, why not have it be here? we have our station open house coming up August 20th.
That was a segue.
That was an option. Yep. That was a choice I made.
It shouldn't be awkward to run into people you know at our parking lot party, but, you know, maybe if you come in costume.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. We are very excited. Next month, August 20th, from noon to 6, we are going to be having a parking lot party
celebration.
We're going to be talking a lot about this in the next couple of weeks, so we will certainly get the details out there. Just so everybody knows, we did send out invites. You've got it right now. If you're listening to us, you got the invite.
It's a verbal invite.
Yep. You are welcome. Come one, come all. We are looking forward to hanging out with you, especially if you have not gotten a chance to stop by our studios. And for many of our longtime listeners, these are still new studios. Maybe you haven't checked them out.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, we've been in the building for several years now, but that doesn't mean everybody stopped by, so we would be happy to see you.
Especially when you're an 85-year-old station, or going to be 85, you know, I imagine that there's some people out there haven't had a chance to check out the newish digs. Come on by, say hi. We're going to have food trucks down here. We're going to be broadcasting live, so if you can't make it down, we'll make it so you feel like you're here.
You need to come taste the staff competitive cooking contest that we have going on that day. There'll be desserts for you to try for free.
Yeah, where
and cast your vote.
I was. I'll let the audience know. I was a little on the fence about doing this event again. Melissa really, the gang won me over with the staff cook-off. I was like, okay, yeah, we got to do this.
And also, I'm going to let you in behind the curtain here, folks, for real. James left the meeting before we decided who was cooking for this staff cook-off. So.
Okay. I look forward to reading the notes on that. I got them right in front of me. I should keep reading here.
You should keep reading it, James, because guess what?
We are going to have a blast. We're going to be laughing like that through the whole entire event. I just got news that Katie Cruz is going to be coming down because we, of course, are doing this with both of our stations.
Oh, I get to meet her. Yay.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
So not just, of course, our longtime listeners here at WFHR, which is a big part of where this idea comes from, but our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, very popular station here in central Wisconsin. We will be having the personalities.
And only getting more so.
Yeah. We'll be having the personalities from over there at the event as well, hanging out with them. It's going to be a blast, everybody. Mark your calendars. Awesome. August 20th, noon to 6. Get here. Be here. We're going to have some fun here.
We are.
We coming up on the morning show, we're going to be joined in the next hour by Craig and Rich from St. Philip's Church in Rudolph. We're going to talk about their 104th picnic. It's coming up right around the corner. We cannot wait. It's going to be exciting. We're going to get into the details of that and tell you more about how you can attend it and hang out in Rudolph. Coming up right here on mornings at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.